I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. Hi there and welcome back to the show. This is the fifth part of a five-part mini-series about your listing optimization on Amazon. And what I mean specifically is the words, the copy that you're writing. So this isn't about the photography. This is about the words, and it's about the combination between the algorithm, which is the computer, the famous algorithm we spend our lives trying to please, and the people, real actual people like you and me who shop on Amazon. And if you shop on Amazon, as I do a lot, then you've got to remember that feeling and that experience of being the shopper when you're being the seller of things. And it's so easy to, so obvious when I say it like that, and yet it's so easy to forget. So never, never forget that we're dealing with persuading human beings to buy stuff. Now, I am passing on some great, great information that I got from my new friend, Dana Derricks, who is the copywriting professor who has helped sell over $625 million worth of product on Amazon, which is a crazy number. He's been doing it for 5 years, to be fair, but still an amazing number. Also, $1 million a month seller himself on Amazon, just broke the $1 million barrier, I think, in May. So really recently. So this stuff works, and it works for him, and it works for his clients as well. I'm going to be going through all of this in nitty-gritty detail on the webinar that Dana has kindly agreed to do, which I really urge you to get over to. If you have any product live now or are about to have product live on Amazon, it really could make you so much more money without spending a dime more, which is always worth doing, right? Pay-per-click costs more, even good photography costs more. But if you learn the principles of this stuff yourself, then you can make your own money, basically. So that will be, that webinar will be on Thursday, the 20th of July, 8 p.m. British time, or that's 9 p.m. European time. So Western Europe, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, that kind of place. Or if you're in the States, 12 p.m. So midday at specific in Pacific time, I should say, midday Pacific time, so in LA, etc., or 3 p.m. Eastern time, so that'll be in New York, whatever. So Dana's very kindly agreed to do it in the middle of his day, but at a time that works for British listeners. So that was the focus. So to sign up for that webinar, just get yourself over to amazingfba.com/Dana, D for Delta, A for Alpha, N for November, A for Alpha. So amazingfba.com/Dana. So the last area I want to cover is the back end. So this is a famous ugly word, the back end, not the rear end of your car or any other one else's rear end. This is the famous, or rather infamous, five fields that sit in the last of the tabs you can see when you hit edit on a listing under the manage inventory section of Seller Central. So this is one of the most discussed things by the experts. I would say don't overthink it, but think it through appropriately. Okay, so is it important? Of course it is. However, Amazon is always playing around with it quite a lot. So if you spend your life trying to game the latest algorithm update, you'll be wasting a lot of time. So use the space provided, but the main focus should be on the title, the bullets, and to some extent on the description, just to be clear. Now, the first thing to say is you still do not want to be stuffing keywords in, right? So if you just want to dump a bunch of keywords from Merchant Words or wherever you gather your, you know, keyword suggest tool on Google, for example, it's not a good idea. You still need to be careful what you put in there. Here's why. I mean, for example, if you put in Chromebook Acer R13 charger cable, for example, as a fairly long tail keyword, which would work for me as a Chromebook owner, if your product doesn't work with a Toshiba, for example, do not put in Toshiba charging cable, Toshiba charging cable black, Toshiba R513 charger cable blue, anything like that. Because if it doesn't work with a Toshiba laptop, you should not be trying to attract anyone near your listing, right? If I sell cat food, I do not want to attract dog food owners in any way, shape, or form to my product, because if they buy it, it will annoy them intensely, because they'll look at the thing and they'll say, hang on a second, this is dog food, my cat won't eat that. Or even worse, they'll give it to their cat and their cat will get ill. So this is a simple real world example of how real that is. I don't know, but it's an example. Do not try and fool people into buying stuff, and do not at any cost sell people stuff that is actively wrong for them. It's very, very important. right? So don't keyword stuff. By all means, you can put a lot of long tail keywords in, but make sure you get rid of the irrelevant ones first. That's important, really important. Now, the next thing is the first field, the only one that's being, what do they call it, indexed by the algorithm at the moment. Very possibly, yes, according to the experts I have who know about pay-per-click and computers and the clever techie stuff. But guess what? My thinking is very simple. Amazon's given you five fields. That implies to me that at some point, whether now or in the future, they're planning to index them. Otherwise, they'd only give you one field because they're wasting a lot of space on their servers otherwise. Now, that may or may not be true, but my advice is, if you're in any doubt, put the most important keywords in the first field, put the others in the other keywords, and then get on with your life. Now, that is not something you should overthink, because if you don't know, and if the cleverest people out there don't know, then do it and get on with your life. Now, the question of deduplicating keywords is another question. Some people say if you put in Toshiba laptop charger black, then all four of those keywords are basically already accounted for by the algorithm. And other people say that you need to get rid of the duplicates. So if you have duplicated it, you don't need to say it again. So if the word Toshiba is in there once, you don't need to say it again. Other people say that's not true. You need to have them in a sort of long tail keyword block. My guess, very amateurish guess, is that it could change, and it could probably change at any time. So I don't think you should overthink this to an insane degree, because it's the sort of thing where trying to game the algorithm is going to gain you a lot less than simply refining the listing in the most important places, the title and the bullets, in response to your PPC data. So in other words, trying to refine something where you don't know how it works and you don't know whether it's going to change is always a risky investment of time and energy, I think. So you've got to test it over a significant number of product lines and time and sales. But the main thing is that the stuff that Dana doesn't spend too much time on, because it's not the best investment of time and energy. So if it's good enough for Dana and his $625 million in sales for his clients over the last 5 years, and his $1 million a month for his own sales, for me, that's good enough as well. So the back end is something people discuss a lot. It's a very nerdy thing to discuss in Reddit forums and on Facebook groups and what have you. By all means, you should refine it, but don't get obsessed with pleasing the algorithm. The algorithm is there to help bridge the gap between you and your listing and the customer, and pleasing the customer is what Amazon is all about. So you need to do the same thing. Focus on your customer. By all means, acknowledge how the algorithm works to the best of your ability, but always focus on benefits and keywords and try and elegantly combine the two. So that is my take on what Dana had to say. I guess it's my personal take on it. So it's not the exact same thing Dana would say, of course, because he has a huge depth of knowledge I couldn't even begin to approach. So if you want to hear it from Dana himself, he's going to be sharing some stuff that he's never shared publicly on our webinar. And of course, he's not going to be willing to put it just out there for everybody else to nick. He wants to make sure that it's shared with people who've shown some commitment and interest in him and his techniques. So if you want to hear from Dana directly, once again, it's the webinar on Thursday, the 20th of July, 8 p.m. British Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is New York, etc., and midday Pacific or 9 p.m. European time. Now, if by the time you hear this, you have missed the webinar, we will have it up for a replay, possibly. I'll have to check with Dana. He doesn't want this stuff out there for very long to help, you know, everybody else steal his ideas, basically. So we are going to be protective of that, but it may be up for a while. So it's worth trying the link, which is amazingfba.com/Dana. It's worth trying that link. If you're a few days after the 20th, at some point, pretty quickly after that, we will be taking it down. So you're much better off being there live. Apart from anything else, you can ask questions, which you will not obviously be able to do in a replay. So if I were you, I would clear some space in my diary and get myself over there. So that's it. I hope you've got lots of value from this little mini course. You'll get a huge amount more value if you go over to the webinar with Dana on Thursday. And otherwise, I hope that, you know, this has been a really helpful thing, and it's reminded you, apart from anything else, of the sheer importance and the sheer easiness of the wins of getting your words right in your Amazon listing. Thanks for listening. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First,
80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.